So I guess we can still say Merry Christmas as we're still in this Christmas season. And as the church invites us to spend time in meditation over the manger scene of God becoming man, becoming a baby, defenseless, harmless, inviting, loving. So looking at the readings, I always find it interesting. So John was writing this first letter maybe 50 or 60 years after the death of Christ. And it seems immediately, and if you look at St. Paul's letters, it's the same thing. Almost immediately, there's a guarding against a twisting of the faith, of a false notion, of a misconception of what it meant to be a follower of Christ. So to me, it gives me a little solace in those days when maybe doubt creeps in or when things seem to be unmanageable. Like, nothing is different today than it was 2,000 years ago. But as St. John in that first letter reminds us, it's the light of faith, the gift of the Spirit that we have received in our baptism, as we have become temples of the living God, as God, who has become man, lives within inside of us. We have no fear of the evil one, of the liar, because we are one with him who created all. So if you ever experience doubt or discouragement, or you encounter a twisting or a distortion of the faith, take solace that it's nothing new, and it's an external force. It doesn't have any implication on who you are as a son and daughter of the Father, chosen, elected, adopted, as we heard yesterday in the Gospel, or in the reading, an heir to the throne. Knowing who we are is integral, foundational, necessary for our lives as Christians. And that's when we look to the Gospel to see John the Baptist. And that question, who are you? It's a question that the Jews, the Pharisees, the enemies of Christ were asking John the Baptist. But it's a question that we should ask ourselves. It's a question that we should allow Jesus to ask us. Who am I? When Jesus asked the apostles, who do you say that I am? John the Baptist, as we heard during the Advent season, sent his followers to Jesus. Are you the one who is to come? This notion of identity, of who we are, is necessary, is integral, is foundational to our walk as Christians. John the Baptist knew who he was. He answered firstly in the negative. I'm not the prophet. I'm not the Elijah. I'm not the Messiah. Who are you? I'm the one to prepare the way for the Lord. His identity was in response to who God is, who Jesus is. He identified himself as the one preparing the way for he who is to come. That should be the foundation for our own identity, in relation to, in the reflection of, in the shadow of Jesus. It's very easy to build our own identity, our own worlds, away from Jesus. And that's the warning that John was giving us in the first gospel, of building ourselves away from Jesus, being distracted and taking away. Let John the Baptist be a good reminder for us that we are only, our identity only is in light of who Christ is. And in that identity comes our mission, that John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for the Lord. Our mission comes from our identity in Christ. If we're not settled and certain of that as adopted sons and daughters, then our mission will never be right. And it's this beautiful season of the fearlessness of coming before the babe in the manger, to allow him to reveal himself to us, allow him to reveal our identity to us, allow him to then reveal our mission. Without a proper understanding of who Christ is and his role in our lives, our mission, our action will never be in accordance with God's will. Let John the Baptist today, and let John the Apostle be great patrons, intercessors for us as we seek to find our true identity and therefore to live out our mission. Two men who the church gives us today, Saints Basil and Gregory, they were bishops in the East in the 400s, or the 4th century, the 300s. They knew who they were. Their identity was clearly founded in Christ. So they were not succumbed, they did not succumb to the temptation to fall into the heresy of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ. They were defenders of Christ's true nature, true identity. They lived out their mission. Saint Basil came from a family of saints. Both his parents and 4 out of his 9 siblings were also canonized. And many of his aunts and uncles and other family members were saints. They knew who they were and they lived their mission to the fullness. We can ask them for their intercession to help us on this journey. And I wanted to share a quote from Saint Gregory as he described the friendship between these two early church fathers. He said, "We seem to be two bodies with a single spirit. Our single object and ambition was virtue and a life of hope in the blessings that are to come. We wanted to withdraw from this world before we departed from it. With this end in view, we ordered our lives and all our actions. We followed the guidance of God's law and spurred each other on to virtue. If it is not too boastful to say, we found in each other a standard and rule for discerning right and wrong." They were both so given over to the Lord that they could use each other as a rule of life. Maybe that can be an examination for us and the friends that we have chosen, the people we allow ourselves to be friends with. Do they build us up or tear us down? These two saints teach us the beauty of true Christian friendship. And then he finishes it with this: "Different men have different names, which they owe to their parents or to themselves, that is, by their own pursuits or achievements." He says, "But our great pursuit, the great name we wanted, was to be Christians. To be called Christians." These two great doctors of the church, these great saints from the early church, wanted nothing else in the world than to be called a Christian. Can we say the same for ourselves?